Welcome to This Is How We Create, a show that digs deeper into the creative life of contemporary artists of color. Discover what feeds their creativity and how they've found or are finding their artistic voice. Through these intimate and candid conversations, you'll gain insights into the lives of creative professionals of color that are hard to find anywhere else. Hello, friend. How are you? My name is Martine Severin, and welcome back to This Is How We Create. In this week's episode, it's going to be a little bit different because we are going to do a week in the life of a creative. Whoop, whoop. We have not done this format before, but I've been listening to a few podcasts where the hosts do this, and I'm always really intrigued. And so I thought we would try it out. So what is this week in the life thing? Essentially, it's where a creative, in this case me, is going to tell you about what's going to happen in my week. And I'll come in to talk with you in the morning with the gravelly morning voice. I apologize in advance. And I'll tell you about what I have on tap for the morning. And then in the evening, I will come back in to tell you to see whether or not I've actually done everything I set out to do. It is currently 4:37 on a Sunday afternoon. I'm doing this now because it's the little bit of time I have before the onslaught of prepping for the week comes. I am flying kind of a bit solo, but my mom is around to help. My hubby is in Michigan with our little dog, taking care of some family stuff. So we're working on a project and he's out supervising it. So I will be missing him and I'll be missing our little dog, Percy. That said, the week is going to be a really great one. And I always like to take just 20 minutes before the week starts to go over what I set out to do and to write down anything that might be on my mind. And in this case, the reason why I'm coming here around 4:30 something is because this week I have not one, not two, not three, but four photo shoots in 1 week. And there are four different photo shoots. As such, I need to have my wits about me, so thus the planning. And because it's a nice sexy week, because every day I'm doing something different, I thought I would, this is a great opportunity to do a week in the life. But this is fun, so you get to see a different side of me than what we see on the podcast with interviews. So for this week, my agent and I had a phone call with a client on Friday. Tomorrow we are finalizing the proposal that's to go out to the client. So we'll be working on that. I have several shoots, as I mentioned. The shoots are going to be focusing around Black Joy. After I get off the podcast with you is to just prep and make sure all of my batteries are charged, that my gear is set and I'm ready for my photo shoot. And I need to double check to make sure that I have enough gas in the car. So tomorrow morning, I'm not left put gas in the car very last minute. I like to make sure everything is ready, including my clothes, putting it out. That's it for now. I will be chatting with you tomorrow morning. So until, I'll see you soon. Bye. Good Monday morning to you. It is 6:45 and I had a little bit of time to meditate this morning, and the next thing up is to stretch and then wake up my son so that we could have breakfast and head off to school. Well, I won't be heading off to school. My mom will be taking him to school. I have to pick up my rentals for this photo shoot that we are having and make sure that I have everything that I need. That is, last night I forgot to print out my shot list, so I need to go and do that really quickly so that we are going to get everything that we need, all the shots, and I remind myself that of all that I need to do over breakfast. We are photographing
downtown in Chicago. We're photographing a barbershop in the morning to talk about Black joy and the Black experience. So the barbershop is in the morning. Then I get a little bit of a break where I get to come home, have lunch, and work on getting some stuff over to my agent. But maybe I'll have time this morning to do that as well. From there, I go back out. I get to meet up with my editor around, I think we're meeting around 3:15. And that's going to be also downtown. And I have another meeting in the evening, just a phone call to go over some details for a shoot that we're having on Wednesday. That's it. I'm going to sign off and go stretch a little bit and wake up the little boy so that we could have breakfast. That's all that I have planned for today. And I will plan on talking to you later on to tell you what I've done and how my day went. Talk soon. Bye.
Hi there. Ooh, boy, what a day it was. It is Monday night and 9:44 p.m. I wanted to tell you a little bit about how today went before I head to bed. The goal today is to hit the sack by 10:30 and get up early tomorrow morning for another big day. So this morning I mentioned that I was going to meditate, I was going to stretch and start breakfast for my son, and I want to tell you I did all of that. Normally it's not always a given that I will actually stretch, but I know that when I do, I feel so good in my body, so I'm glad I did that. So after I got everything ready, I did head over to pick up my rentals and then went over to the photo shoot. It went really, really well. I was photographing in a barber shop, which was really fun, and I accidentally, on purpose, thank you for the universe, found a barber who's now going to do my hair as well as my son's. For a long time, I've been looking for a Black barber, so I am glad that I was able to find it through these two gentlemen I met today at our photo shoot. It turns out that I didn't have to create a proposal or treatment for the job that I'm bidding for. My agent and I chatted, and all we did was simply send over some images to show that I would be able to do the job. And then I had my second photo shoot in the afternoon. So it was just a back-to-back-to-back day. And I'm really glad that... I'm tired, but I'm really glad that everything went well. The only thing I didn't squeeze in was a workout, but in looking at my iWatch, I'm all good. I've done over 10,000 steps walking all around Chicago, so I'm not going to be mad that I didn't do a workout today. All right, so before going to bed, I just want to let you know that I prepped for tomorrow. I have my bag and everything ready. So wish me luck. Wish me a good night's sleep. And I'll touch base with you tomorrow to talk about what I have on deck for Tuesday. Okay, see you tomorrow. Hello, it is Tuesday morning. And it is, I'm just hearing the heat come on. It's Tuesday morning and it's 5:30 a.m. I woke up a little bit early so that I can do all of my morning rituals. That is to meditate, stretch, and start getting ready for the family. This morning, I needed to do a little bit of administrative work because I didn't get a chance to do that yesterday on Monday. So I'm going to go ahead and do that and then wake up the little guy around
6:45 so that we get ready for the day. Over breakfast, I will go over my shot list and print anything that I didn't print out or make sure that I have everything set for the photo shoot that we have today. Today we're going to be in a church on the south side of Chicago. I think we're supposed to be there around 1 o'clock, and so I'm having my assistant come over to meet me. Normally on Tuesdays we have like a heavy duty administrative day. We tag team on all the things that we need to work on. Today she's going to be my assistant in terms of helping me on set. I think I have everything, and I want to double check that all of my camera batteries have fully charged, and I want to be sure that I charge everything because we have to load quite a bit of equipment in my little truck to make it out to the south side. Once we come back, it will be all about home and family time. Well, that's it. I hope to chat with you later on. I'll give you an update as to how the day went. Bye.
Good evening. How are you? Okay, so it is Tuesday, and we are getting this baby in early. It's 8:35. I've just put my son down to bed, and I'm getting this in because tomorrow, again, is a long day. But first, before talking about tomorrow, let me tell you what happened today. So today, as you'll remember, I had the morning free, and in the afternoon, I had another photo shoot. So this whole week is about portfolio building. It's not about having client work per se, but it's doing some photo shoots to fill some gaps that there are in my portfolio. The shoots that we're doing is because, one, I want to create photographs around the Black experience, around Black joy. So we've been doing that today, this whole week, as I mentioned. And secondly, I'm photographing things in such a way that will make me stronger for future work that I hope to get. So today I listed some things I wanted to do. I meditated, I stretched, and I hung out with my son in the morning. The morning was kind of cool because I took the morning to help out at a small business that my husband has. And so I just went into the office over there. So I did that until about 11 o'clock. Once I got home, I then went over everything that I had set out for my afternoon shoot. I met up with my assistant, Jan, and then she and I, and we drove to the south side where I'm photographing a church experience, a Baptist church experience. And so that's what I did. It was tricky, but it was also a lot of fun and really inspirational. There was this just really kind pastor who created, or at least he gave us these sermons, because we wanted to photograph people in the process of enjoying church. And the pastor gave these sermons that were so inspirational. And one of the things he talked about is, so this was a Baptist church, and I'm not Baptist, I was raised Catholic. And essentially he talked about finding joy in life and not letting the world weigh you down, and also not hiding your gifts and not hiding your gifts under a bushel, but to celebrate your life and to celebrate all that you've been given and what makes you special, and to celebrate the joy that is in your life, which I found to be really inspirational. So once we did that, we headed back in my little van. We dropped off my editor, who was there helping, and she was just really amazing. She was telling us stories about working with different different creatives when she was in working at a magazine, stories of Karl Lagerfeld, of meeting David Bowie, of doing photo shoots with Sandra Bullock. It was a lot of fun to hear her talk about the good old days. So once I came home, I hung out with the family and made dinner. And then now hung out with my son, helped with homework. And now since it's edging towards 9 o'clock, I am going to wind it down. And I'll see you tomorrow when we talk about what's happening on Wednesday. Tomorrow's going to be a fun one. It's an early start. I have to be on location by 8 o'clock. And so it should be a really good day. And this is a photo shoot that I've been trying to get scheduled since July. And so we finally got all of the talent and the whole team together. That's it for now. I am going to go get my beauty sleep, but first I have to make sure that my bag is in order and to make sure that I have everything packed and ready to go. That's it. Today was a good day, and I hope that tomorrow's gonna be a good day too. Talk to you soon. Bye. Hello, it's Wednesday. We're following the same routine of meditating stretch. I meditated before jumping on to this conversation with you. I'll stretch afterwards. And I want to say a little bit about the stretch that I do and why I do all this stretching. It's because I get really tight. My muscles get tight. And I found this 7-minute stretch. It's a morning flexibility stretch that I do every day. And whenever I do it, just makes me feel so long and it makes me feel so good. So hopefully I'll get to do that. We have to talk about the time. It is 5:45. I slept in a little bit. There's quite a bit of things that I want to make sure that I get ready. I have to leave the house at 7 o'clock in order to pack the car and make it on time to this photo shoot. We have to be on set by 8, and it's going to take me about 30 minutes to get there. So that means if I leave around 7, I think I should leave probably around 7:10. I should get there around 7:40, which gives me plenty of time to find a nice parking spot and unpack everything. Today's photo shoot is going to be about these two women. I'm not sure they identify as women. So these two talent who are going to be hanging out and doing things around the apartment that we've rented on the south side. I'm going back to the south side of Chicago. So they are going to be doing yoga, hanging out with each other. Essentially, we want to capture friendship between two people. So we'll see how that goes. We have a full team of Jen, my assistant, who was with me yesterday on the photo shoot for the church. We're going to have Ray, who does some of the production and editing of the podcast. And then I have another editor who's going to help me, an art director, I should say, who's going to be in on this photo shoot. So I'm looking forward to it. I can't wait. It's a tight morning, so I'm gonna beg off and go do the things so that I can get out of the house on time. That's it for now. I'll talk to you later. Bye.
Good evening to you. I'm coming to you at 10:22 on Wednesday evening. What a day. You know how they say the best laid plans of mice and men. This was that day. Goodness gracious. Let me tell you how it went down. I managed to wake up on time. And the secret is that I never want to wake up on time. Mainly because I love to sleep. So I left on time to head out to my photo shoot, and several things happened. There was a misprint in the call information, and I noticed it when I put the address into the GPS. This is a location that I had photographed at before, so I knew where it was, and when I put the address in the GPS, it was telling me that it was 54 minutes away, when I knew that it was supposed to be about maybe 30 minutes away, so right away, I knew something was wrong. My assistant was running late, so she would get there an hour after we were meant to be there. The woman from whom we were renting the space said she couldn't get there till 9, and the whole team was supposed to be on location at 8. I was running late because I kept making wrong turns. For some reason, the GPS sent me a different way because there was just so much traffic in the morning. I had enough time to unload, and everybody else showed up a few minutes later. The owner actually came around 9. We loaded in. We did the photo shoot, which was really great. We were working in tight spaces, so there was a little bit of jujutsu and kind of like yoga photography, you know, where you have to get into weird angles. Regardless, it was a lot of fun. We did a lot of different scenes. It was a heavy lift. We worked very hard for the time that we had for the location rental. The two talent that we had put on some Beyonce, and so a good time was had by all. We ended up getting sweet greens, which is, for those of you who don't have sweet green near you, fast, healthy food. Essentially, it's a bowl and salad fast food restaurant, and it was just so delicious. I think I got something with lots of kale and spinach in it, so I felt really good. The talent was really great, and they had such great chemistry. They did yoga, they hung out, they made smoothies, and then they worked together. Now we're back, and I'm completely knackered. But that's to be expected because it was a long day. We ended up returning all of my rentals prior to coming home. And once I came home, thank goodness my mom was home, and she made dinner, which I'm really appreciative of. And so it means that all was good. It was an easy night, and I just completely collapsed on the couch and fell asleep. I took a little nap, and then I realized, oh my goodness, I have to do a recap for you. So here is my recap. Tomorrow I get to sleep in. I do not have to wake up before, gosh, I don't have to wake up before 7. I'm looking forward to it. Tomorrow will be Thursday. 2 more days until the week is over. So, night.
Hello. Good morning. Oh, my voice feels particularly gravelly this morning. Hold on a second. I'm going to take a drink of water. Oh, that feels better. Okay. Oh, I slept well last night, so I'm ready and excited for today. It's a little bit after 7 o'clock, so I got to sleep in a little bit, and we are gonna go through the routine again. From there, I have an easier day today because I'm not photographing anybody. I always forget how much being a photographer is an active job, and it's a very physical job, and my body feels a little bit tired. Last night, I took an ibuprofen because I should have taken a hot bath with Epsom salt, but I didn't get a chance to do that. Today, this morning, I'm heading, after getting everyone out the door, I'm going to be heading to my husband's business to help out at the office, to make sure that we're meeting some of our numbers and to talk to some of the employees about the things that we need to do. From there, I get home probably around 11:30. I am working with my assistant Jen I'm not sure I'm working with Jen this morning. I'll have to double check, but essentially, today is going to be an administrative day where I'm going to be reviewing my files and doing my selects. I think I'm going to keep this one short. I can already hear our upstairs neighbor and her daughter being fussy. So today my son has a race. He has a cross-country race. So I'm really excited about that. It's supposed to rain today, and I hope that the rain holds off. Okay, gotta go. Bye.
Hello, hello, hello. Good evening. It is 9:47, and I am here with the evening report. Today was a lovely day, a lot of surprises. So this morning I woke up around 7 o'clock. My mother helped out by letting me sleep in just a little bit because I have to say I was really tired. Sadly, I didn't do my morning routine of the meditation, the stretching, just because I had to hit the ground running. After hanging out with my son, he headed off to school and I went to my husband's job, to the office, and helped out there until around 11. Once I got home around 11:30, and from there what I did is uploaded, if you will. I backed up all of my files from the last few days, from Monday, Tuesday, as well as Wednesday. So I backed up all those files and I started doing the selects for each of the different photo shoots that we did. So I started with the selects for the church and the selects for the two talent that were doing yoga and that were making the smoothie. I worked on those selects, and then I also did a little bit of admin work and pre-production work for some photo shoots that we have coming up later on this month. We did have to leave shortly after I got home. Not so shortly. Essentially by 2:45 we had to leave because my son, as I mentioned this morning, he has his cross-country race. And you know, the thing is that it was, the whole week was just really beautiful. And on the day this boy is going to be outside doing a race, it is cold and it has that heaviness in the air, that heaviness that tells you there's going to be rain. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. But thankfully, we were there, watched him run and do all of that, all of the team building exercises that his little team of the 7 boys and 5 girls or so who were part of the cross country team. He ran his race, which is a 1 mile route around a high school not too far from our house. And as he was finishing the race, it started raining. Oh goodness, I brought an umbrella and my umbrella was going this way and that, and the wind was blowing us this way and that. And not only did he run a mile, but our car was parked a mile from where the race was. So there was a lot of walking. But the highlight of the day is that we afterwards, after the race, we went to get some pizza at his favorite pizza place in Chicago. Not Chicago Deep Dish Pizza. We like the Neapolitan pizzas ourselves, thin crust all the way. And so we went and had dinner there. We came home. After coming home, I just tidied up a little bit and did my to-do list for the next morning and just made sure that I had a really good game plan for Friday, because Friday, my goodness, Friday's tomorrow. Oh. So Friday is going to be my official opportunity to get things done, and it's the last day of the week. So I'm really pleased that today I haven't had to do as much work. I have to say, like, I've had to be family facing and obligation facing, so not as much hands-on work that had to be done. So I think, you know, I worked from 11:30 until about 2:45, a short work day, but I will make up for it tomorrow morning and I'll make up for it over the weekend. So that's it. I'm going to sleep and hopefully tomorrow I'll get a chance to do my regular stretch and meditation. I'll see you tomorrow. Good night.
Good morning. It's Friday. And it is 6:15 a.m. I got up this morning and I did my meditation. I've been using Headspace for a while for my guided meditations. And usually I give myself, I think, 15 minutes. And I've been using a teacher in Headspace called Dora. And I love her voice. She's obviously Black. And I just love listening to her. So today's going to be a really easy peasy one. Once I get my son out of the house and off to school, I'm going to head to the office around 7:45 to help the family business out. When I get there, it's probably going to be around maybe 8:15. And we're in the middle of doing performance reviews right now. So I'm going to talk with the managers about the performance of the team. A lot of the team members, they've had trainings to do on specific safety aspects of the job. So today I'll spend some time making sure everyone has completed that training. From there, I come back home. And when I come home, usually on the way, I'm listening to music. Now I'm really into soca, in particular Patrice Roberts. So I like to listen to Patrice Roberts when I'm in the car. I get back home around 11:30. At that point, I sit down and meet with my assistant Jen to work on some admin tasks that we are gonna have a bid coming up for next week. You have to pull images for those bids and write copy as well. We have some podcast episodes we have to follow up with guests on those episodes. There's another personal project I'm doing that needs to be finished. Around the middle of the day, I head off to see my personal trainer around 1 p.m. And I've been working with him for about 2 years now. So I enjoy going in, lifting, feeling strong. And we usually end our training sessions with me pushing a sled across the gym. I'm exhausted at the end, but it feels really good. I'll return home and hang out with Jen again, my assistant. And then we will review the week to make sure that we have a good grasp on what's coming ahead and that we have plans in place so that I don't feel bereft. Sometimes when I don't plan, I just feel frustrated. So I just try to avoid that as much as possible. My husband's coming home today with our dog, Percy. So I'm excited about that. That is it, my friends. I'm going to go ahead and start the day because I still need to do my stretch and hit the shower to get ready. Wish me luck that everything goes as planned. I hope that it's going to be just a boring day of getting things done. No surprises. That's it for now. I will check back in with you for tonight's recap. Bye.
It is Friday. Hello. Gosh, I'm so pleased to be chatting with you on this Friday. A lot of things have come back to normal. I feel like I have more energy. So let me tell you how the day actually went down. I did meditate this morning. Hey, I stretched. And my family's back together, as I mentioned on Sunday when I did this. My husband has been away, and as well as away with our dog. They've been getting some work done in some super secret family stuff that we have going down that I can't talk about. But they've been away getting some stuff done. So I'm glad that they're back. And it's nice to hang out with my dog who really is, he missed me. And I guess I missed him too. I missed my dog. Normally when I'm doing the podcast, he's seated right in my office next to me and keeps me company. So it's nice to have him back, and it's nice to have the hubby back, and it's just nice to have the whole family back. But let me tell you how the day went down. It was a boring day, but I like boring days. So this morning, you know how it went down. We did the meditation, the stretching, and the family time. The little guy went off to school, and I went and helped at the business. Then I came back around 11:30, chatted with my assistant, and we took care of a lot of admin stuff that's to be coming up. And then from there, it was just a matter of
taking stock, that's the word I'm looking for, taking stock of what we did in the week and then forecasting to next week, figuring out what are some of the things coming up and making sure we have plans in place to address those things. For example, on Monday evening, I have a board meeting, and then right after the board meeting, I have I'm leading a discussion with a panelist for the work that I do as the chair of the diversity committee at American Photographic Artists. I'm leading a discussion with somebody who does work in representation in the photo industry. So I have to prep for that and make sure that I have my notes and everything that I need for that day. But overall, it was a boring day of admin work, of making sure that everything is done. My son came home. We kind of hung out, just took it easy and had dinner. My mother made Haitian food, which I love. I love Haitian food, so it was just yummy rice and beans. I made some salmon to go along with it. After dinner, we watched the British Bake Off and had this yummy, absolutely delicious apple pie that I picked up from the grocery store. My husband soon came home a little bit around 8:30. We snuggled with the dog. Oh, I forgot to mention what time it is. At this point, we are looking at 9:27. We got to hang out a little bit, and now it's time to go to sleep. I am drinking this really delicious and refreshing glass of bubbles, but I should say not bubbles per se, because I gave up drinking. Why do you ask that I give up drinking? Not for any reason other than that it makes me really inflamed and my body doesn't like it. So I drink sparkling water, drinking this delicious glass of sparkling water. And I am stoked to go to sleep because tomorrow is another day that I get to sleep in. So I'm looking forward to it. Oh, I did go to the gym. I mentioned this morning that I was going to go to the gym. I went to the gym, worked out with my trainer. It's always good to chat with him, and he makes me lift heavy things and makes me work out. So tomorrow I expect that I will be feeling very sore. Next week is pretty easy. I'm mostly in the office. We're not going to have a lot of photo shoots, but we are working on some bids and some things that are coming down the pike to make sure that I continue to get work. That is it. I can't believe it that this is the week. We did a lot in 1 week. I would cover Saturday and Sunday, but Saturday and Sunday aren't very interesting. It's all family stuff. I'm glad you came along on this ride with me to talk about what my week looks like. This week has been particularly busy. Normally, it's just a lot of admin, but this week you got to see something a little bit different. So next time around, we'll get back to our regular interviews for the podcast. But thanks so much for joining me. All right, it is late. I am going to sleep. I'll talk to you later. Bye.